Friends, stay tuned because we could not finish this broadcast earlier. We're going to have to do it in two parts. Based on the words of David, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Friends, we need that plea. We're going to look at it a little more today on the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned. On
Jordan's Sony. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our J-Web and greetings to all of you. Once again, friends, we want to consider a study from Psalm 51. In an earlier broadcast, we could not give it justice to do it all in one. So here we go again. And that's fine. We want to take our time and study the blessings within God's Word, as God's Word is indeed a blessing. Let's listen to Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Friends, when it comes to sin and suffering, I am grateful that God is greater than man, greater than me, greater than you. And as we studied Psalm 51 in a previous broadcast, here's what we noted. That God's forgiveness is greater than man's sin. When you think about it, he sent his son the ultimate price, verses 1 through 4. Words like mercy, loving kindness, cleanse. How about that phrase, blot out? Amen. Thank you, Lord. These two wicked words like transgression and iniquity are taken away by God when we turn to him in obedience to his will. Amen. Sin can take us so deep, but God can lift us so high. And God's blessings are greater than our burdens, from verse 5. You know, the wise man Solomon in Ecclesiastes 7:29, David's son, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright." And to think about the blessings of God, to come and to take our yoke upon him, the words of Jesus in Matthew 11:28-30. We praise God, and we're thankful for his greatness. And friends, there's more to come from Psalm 51. But first, a few words from our J-Web.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Continuing from Psalm 51, when we look at verses 6 through 15, God's plans are greater than man's plans, and He supplies us with all our needs. In verse 6, when God desires truth in us, and the cleansing that David brought forth, "To wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Hyssop was a wild shrub of uncertain identity whose twigs were used for sprinkling in ancient Jewish rites of purification. So David stating and explaining using something that the Jew is familiar with. "Purge me with hyssop. Make me pure again, Father. Wash me." I'm reminded of that song, that old hymn, the chorus that would say, "Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Let's take our Old Testament teaching here of Psalm 51 with a New Testament application, if you will. Let's hear that joy and gladness and know that rejoicing will come through God, for He's greater than man. It is hard for us to have joy and gladness, if you will, and rejoice when we are walking away from God. We want Him to hide His face from our sins. There's this phrase, blot out. There it is coming up again. All of our iniquities. A plea to remain that way. David says, "Get rid of my iniquities. Create in me the clean heart. Renew the right spirit." When I look at verses 9 and 10, I think of Acts 3:19. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Now parallel that with Acts 2 and verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then the assurance for God to cast us not away from His presence, to restore that joy of salvation, the joy of God's salvation, and to uphold us. You see, friends, we have to rely fully upon God, to be obedient unto Him. David's plea was so great as one who was after God's own heart. And you know, it's interesting when David said, "Then will I teach transgressors your ways." I wonder why. Well, friends, when we can tell others what God has done for us, others need the blessings that God grants. We all need salvation. God so loved the world that He gave Jesus, John 3:16. All need to come to Him. You know, I find verse 14 of Psalm 51 quite strong when David says, "Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed." If you remember, friends, this psalm is believed to be written after he was confronted with his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. If you remember, he sent Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, into battle and had him killed to try to cover up the pregnancy of Bathsheba, in that it would have been Uriah's son, not David's, or when she would come into David, then she would have David's son and nothing could be known of the adultery. Notice the guilt of bloodshed. I wonder if David shuddered when he penned this and came to that point. But you see, he knew that God would deliver him. He said He would sing and He would speak. How wonderful. Let's continue on. God's redemption, friends, is greater for man. It's the promise unto man. When we offer our broken hearts and broken spirits, as we note in verse 17, we see redemption all through that. That when we bring Christ our broken life, as we sing from time to time in worship, there is that redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, Ephesians 1:7. Redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 21. Somebody says, "Well, I just feel like He can't forgive me." But if we take a broken heart and a broken spirit and just bring it before God, we are emptied. we are like the beatitude of Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Empty in spirit. We have nothing left. And don't forget, sin can take us so deep, but God Almighty, can lift us so high. While this psalm, friends, shows a weight of grief and exhaustion and sin, we're reminded that God's greatness and His grace is much greater, and it's there and it's available, and we know what God can do. When I come to Him in simple trusting faith, with a repentant heart, confessing Jesus as the Son of God and my Savior, and I'm baptized, washed whiter than snow, He raises me up in newness of life, Romans 6:4-5. His forgiveness is greater than sin. His blessings are greater than burdens. His plans are greater than my plans. His redemption is greater for me. And to God be the glory. If we gave you a few things to think about and you'd like to study further, let me pause and our J-Web has an awesome, free online study just for you.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
Friends, we hope you will find that online study of interest to you. It's a great tool to use, and a lot of people enjoy an online study, and our friends at World Bible School will help you out. We hope you'll follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for International Gospel Hour at Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram, and on Twitter, it's our, H-O-U-R, underscore gospel. I appreciate you joining me today for this conclusion of Psalm 51, and we'll continue our studies together another time. Thanks so much for joining me on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.